Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Guardrails, where we're looking at how the Ten Commandments really are the guardrails that lead us on a road to freedom. And last week, we looked at how God spoke that I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and out of the house of slavery shall have no other gods before me. Then we continued this week where it says, you shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness or anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth below or that is in the water beneath. You shall not bow down to serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation, and for those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. Now, it's an interesting commandment, and I don't think anybody today that probably comes to Life Point bows down to a carved image. We don't do that kind of thing. We don't, you know, make up a god and put it in our house and make a shrine to it and bow down to it and live our life to it, sacrifice to it. That's just not normal. But that was completely normal back then. We've all probably heard the story about how when Moses came down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments, they had made a golden calf, the people of Israel had, and they were bowing down to it and dancing and all the things that were happening there. That was normal for the people of Egypt. You know, they made gods. They made a god for fertility, a god for, you know, the sun, a god for the rain, a god for everything. And you know, they would bow down to these things. Well, I think in the heart of man, there's something about us that we're made in God's image, we're made to know God, and then we long for God, and sin corrupts that. Sin makes it so that we'll bow down to anything that we feel like we can control. And when you make up a God, you believe that's what's going to give you life. And so you sacrifice to it, and you make up almost like a series of lucky charm promises with God that, you know, if you just keep your end of the bargain, then somehow God will keep up his end of the bargain. And then you bow down to it. I think as I've aged, as I've become a little bit more aware of Scripture and understood idolatry, I realize that idolatry is much deeper than making up some image and bowing down to it. Idolatry is basically when we believe a thing, something will give us life, that if we can't, if we could just have that thing, it's going to give us what we want. It's going to give us the satisfaction that we've been longing for. And whatever that thing is, we usually place that above God. I was reading in the book of Isaiah in several chapters where it talks about idolatry. And at one point, God says to the people, you know, you get a piece of wood, and with one half of the wood, you burn it so you can cook your meal. And with the other half, you make an idol. You carve it out. But, you know, you get tired, so you have to rest. Isn't that interesting? He then says that you have another god that you make that's so heavy you have to hire people to carry it. And none of these gods speak. They don't think. They don't hear you. I mean, idolatry is just foolishness. But here's how it happens for us. We place our life in the hands of something we believe is going to give us satisfaction. I think for me, the way I've understood it in my own soul is that I have a tendency to think of my own skill set and my own abilities first rather than rely on God. So when a situation comes up, instead of praying about it, my first tendency is always going to be, well, here's how I can figure out how to fix that. Here's how I can do that. And in essence, what I'm doing is I'm not bringing God into the equation. I'm not allowing God to use the circumstance or the situation. I'm just trying to figure out how to make it go in the favor that I want it to go in, if that makes sense. When you think about the things that we bow down to, like sports, relationships, intimacy, control, health, things that we are desperate to have, that we believe that if we don't have them just the way we want them, then our life is less than. Our life is, out of control, and you know, we need to fix these things because we can't imagine that God might be actually want to use them in our lives. That's idolatry. Prestige, money, position. These things that we do, we place them in front of God. It's modern day idolatry. And what the Lord is saying is, I want you to cut down all the idols. I want you to burn them in the fire. Get rid of anything that's going to keep your heart from being completely connected to me. Put me first. This is a road to freedom, because anything that we put up, we'll end up serving. If we put it in front of God, we'll end up serving that as opposed to God. And nothing in this world makes a better God than the Lord God Almighty. Lord Father, I pray that you just help our hearts to be completely centered in you, that you would be the only one that we worship, that we live our lives for. God, I pray that you would point out the idols in our life and help us to surrender them to you, to burn them in the fire, to get rid of them, to not allow our hearts to be consumed by them. God, even the good things you put in our life that we should be given, you know, taken as a gift, Lord, sometimes we put them up too high. God, I pray that only you would have that place in our life. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Take a second, just reflect on that and pray that back to the Lord, things that he might be putting in your heart right now. Till next time, God bless.